So I'm Chris Fisher, and I'm here with the Connecticut Crossroads Project. I'm joined with Alex Larson, Valerie Fisher, and what's your name?
Allison Gazelle.
And so are you involved with the fair, Allison?
Yes, I am. I've been involved with the fair for probably about 30 plus years.
So what have your roles been?
Anything from roast beef tent to hay bale toss, skillet toss.
Wow.
Just fair setup, fair cleanup.
How'd you get involved?
I grew up in Bridgewater. My family has lived on Main Street since I was five, so about 38 years.
You know, I didn't know that you grew up in Bridgewater.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I moved here when I was five.
Okay. Yeah, that's still fine.
And we lived on Main Street, like I said, right across from the library.
Right.
So we always had the reviewing stand for the parade on our front lawn. So you would have everybody and anybody on there judging all the trucks and things like that, and we always had a big party, and so it was really the highlight of the fair weekend was Friday night when we got to have the main spot for the parade.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So you're going through, I interrupted you, you've been involved with a lot of different jobs, so mm-hmm. what other jobs have you done here?
I have to say my favorite has been recently we incorporated a skillet toss.
Okay.
For women.
Mm-hmm.
And it's who could throw an actual skillet, a cast iron skillet, the farthest.
Right.
And that's just brought in so many other people. And we've had people go to other fairs for finals and
oh my gosh.
Things like that. And it's the highlight of the fair nowadays.
Yeah, I heard, and so Julie said that she had won.
Yep, Julie's like a two-time winner.
And I know Susan Nishibeki was a winner originally, mm-hmm. wasn't she? She's on our board at the library, so I think she came in very proud about that one day.
Yeah. You get all sorts of walks of life. I mean, it's anywhere from age 16 to 65 plus.
Right.
So you have these 75, 80-year-old women who, you know, maybe could just throw it a little bit, but they get so excited, and they get a ribbon. I mean, ribbons are like the biggest thing during the fair. People love getting a ribbon mm-hmm. from the Bridgewater Fair.
So are you guys always looking for, like, new ideas to sort of incorporate into the fair?
Yeah, I think, you know, they meet every month. You know, the fair planning starts pretty much right after the fair ends, they start. And always, you know, new ideas and what we can do to freshen it up and keep it lively, and they've come up with some great things.
It must be so hard to sort of try to maintain that legacy of the fair, whatever that is. You could probably speak better to that than I could, but like, and yet keep it new and fresh so that it continues to live, because it's a living thing, right?
Right, absolutely. And I think people come for the old-fashioned part mm-hmm. of it, but then stay for the new stuff.
Okay,
which I think it's great. They come for the roast beef sandwiches, which we've had forever, but now they're like, I could toss a bale of hay and see how far I can throw it. So it's like, it's a very, you know, it's keeping up with the times, but also preserving that history of the fair, which is great.
And those things that you're integrating also sort of speak to, like, older things, too, which
right.
I think are sort of interesting.
Yeah, like a skillet toss. Like, half the girls 16-plus don't even know the weight of a cast iron skillet. So they think, oh, I can throw this. I play softball. And then they pick this pan up, and it's heavy. And they're
right.
like, oh, my God, I don't think I can toss this as far.
That's awesome. So how have you seen the fair change?
I think I've just seen it change with, like, new ideas. I think generation-wise, especially with us, I mean, now my kids are in the midst of running, you know, tents and helping out with things, and it's really just a generational thing. I mean, my father did it, my brothers did it, I started doing it. My husband, who is not even from this area, he took charge of it, you know, and so it's just kind of watching everybody grow.
Oh, that's so cool.
If you live here,
what do you think is so special about the fair?
I think the camaraderie you see. I mean, I think you see people come together first week of August. I mean, like I said, it's all year long. There's the group, but then you see people that come out of the woodwork that you don't see all year long. You see fair time.
Mm-hmm.
And so August 1st, and it's like nothing's changed. Even though we haven't talked to them in 8 months, it's still the same, like,
right.
throughout everything. Which is awesome.
It's funny. So we had the fair, the Burnham Library booth, and like so we ended up being next to this candle company, and we've since like all like whenever we see them at the fair, it's like it's the same thing. It's like because we spent three very rainy days with them, and like now there's like this camaraderie there.
Yeah.
And I think it's sort of interesting and unique.
Well, it's even like we did a mass drive here like a month or two ago, and I had posted it on Facebook and. Goat Boy Soaps, I'm friends with her on Facebook, so she donated a bunch of soaps, and they've come every year for God knows how long. And it was just nice that they were like, here, take these soaps and give them out with the mask. So it was like, even during this nonsensical time that we're having right now, people were still coming together to try to make things better. So I think that's a big part of the fair. Hmm. Is that even if you're a vendor who's been here 1 year or been here 50 years, you're always trying to help out the fire department and the fair. So
great.
Yeah.
Do you think the fair has any particular like challenges coming up? I mean, outside of COVID, like we'll ignore that, but...
I just think, you know, just maintaining, you know, the crowds and maintaining what we have and like we said, keeping it fresh and adding new things, but preserving the history of it too.
Yeah.
I think that's, you know, and there's a lot of things, people start new carnivals and things like that, but can't get any better than the Bridgewater Fair.
No, can't. I mean. It really can't. Do you have anything else you want to add?
No, that's it, really.
That's perfect. Thank you so much. I'm going to stop recording.
All right.